Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know, we were talking during a commercial break. I think the Carlos Correa story in this free agent period is a giant mystery. Has he had one reported contract offer?
I haven't seen anything other than I think the early stages with Houston, but no. I just went to MLBTradeRumors.com. There's nothing other than the Tigers reported interest way back when.
How is this possible?
Because I'm telling you, the Yankees don't want him. The Dodgers don't want him because they know that it's a headache for them to deal with. Plus, they have other options. Then go out and get other free agents and fill that offensive need. The Red Sox don't need him. They've got a shortstop. The Texas Rangers just went out and spent a boatload of money on a couple of guys. They're not going to go for it. Who's left?
The Yankees are going to sign him. I think you guys are overplaying the fact that he's still out there. There's always going to be other people out there. There's plenty of free agents that haven't signed yet. If LeBron James would become a free agent, he were the last one out there, it wouldn't change the fact he's still LeBron James.
I
think you're just overplaying the fact that he's still out there. I'd be willing to put this out there, but you guys have to agree to the other side, too. And I think the listeners all win from this, no matter what.
Which is?
I will shoot the boot if he does not sign a $300 million contract. But you guys have to shoot the boot if he does.
Well, let me back up. Are you saying with anyone, or are you saying
anyone.
With the Yankees?
No, anyone. Yeah. I think it's overplayed, like, oh, he hasn't signed yet. No one wants him, or he's going to sign for really cheap. This is
I don't think
waiting.
Really cheap. I just think it's curious. I mean, why if you had interest in Carlos Correa, why would you let him linger on the market for somebody else to get him? That's what I don't understand.
See where the market goes. Maybe they weren't sure. Seager has definitely set the market. There's a lot of reasons. You don't have to rush into anything.
You don't have to, but it's like anything else. If you wait too long, you might lose him.
Yeah, it's a game. It's definitely, there's risk and there's reward and there's all that involved in free agency with players and the teams.
12 and a half hours, is that what we got?
Until the lockout?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I look at this, it's kind of like the NFL draft. Teams have already had the draft boards up. They know who they're going to go for, you know, that close to the draft. In baseball, when it comes to free agency, teams already know what their budgets are, what they're going to spend, and who their top targets are and all that. It's the same type of thing. So I don't think anything really is catching anybody by surprise.
Well,
except for the fact that he hasn't signed with anybody.
The reason I wouldn't agree to the shoot the boot is because I'm not predicting anything. I am just curious. I'm not making any grand statements that he's going to sign a one-year, $25 million contract. I'm not making any predictions along those lines. So I appreciate that you are making that prediction.
I'm not forcing you guys to do that. I'm just saying, you know, I'd be willing
to
do it.
I'm not in a position where, I mean, you are sure he's going to sign a $300-plus million contract. I just think if you have interest in the best player in the game, why would you let him linger out there for somebody else to go get? The only rumor that I've seen lately has been the Mariners. And that's just rumor. Like the only guy I read that wrote that was Buster Olney said, hey, they're looking for a left side of the infield guy. And
Did it say Carlos Correa, or did it just say they're looking for left side of the infield?
Well, here's what Buster only tweeted 1 hour ago. There were rumblings amongst agents last night that the Mariners were working on a third base signing. The best available left side infielders are Correa, Story, Bryant. So, there you go. 248-539-9797. Steve's in Rochester. Hi, Steve.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. And it is a very sobering moment with the morning with everything that's happened. But
yep.
Guys, when I think of the Tigers, a couple things. Number one, I heard you talking, Doug, about we need to get a fifth starter. We need better relievers than anything else. I see on the team right now from a pitching aspect to get them to the next level, because they blew so many games or couldn't keep the teams close where they could make a chance to get back into a game or keep the lead or keep it to where it needed to be. But guys, I don't see, if you want to call it shoot the boot or whatever, I don't see Correa making 10 years, $300 million. Number one, other than last year, I looked at all the stats. His out of the top five free agents at shortstop, he was last in how many games he played. He's hurt more often, and at that position, he's not going to get better as he ages. It's only going to get worse. I didn't see these huge power numbers. I mean, if Rodriguez from Seattle was, I mean, I could see that because that guy had power, he had average, he scored runs, he had a lot of things going for him. Now, yeah, Correa is an unbelievable defensive guy, but you got to have more than that to make $300 million.
Steve,
let's
get right down to it. Kang, you got your guy. Steve in Rochester will drink beer out of a shoe if he gets the $300 million. Kang, you will if he won't.
Sure. Steve, that's your name, and if Rochester's where you're really from.
Yeah, I am from Rochester, and I'll put whatever you want in your boot so you can at least enjoy it, because I really just don't see it happening. I mean, like you were talking about the Dodgers and the Yankees. Will they jump on him if it's 10 years, $250 million? Absolutely. If he goes down in years and goes around $30 million a year, I can see it. I think too many teams don't want to spend that kind of money if they're only a player away, and a team like the Tigers are multiple players away, and I don't want to see that brought in. So I guess I'm one of the few guys out there that if he doesn't come to the Tigers, unless you got him for a great, great steal, I don't want him here.
Thank you for the phone call, 248-539-9797.
Well, I'll say this about his point about getting relief pitching. I'm all for that. You look at this year's Cy Young winners, you know, between Robbie Ray and Corbin Burns, who won it for the National League, that's 24 wins, those two guys. Combined, 24. I don't know if this is just because it's the first year after the COVID 2020 season, so that they're reluctant to give guys innings, or if this is the new wave of things that are happening where starting pitchers aren't expected to go seven innings anymore. They're not expected to give you 200 innings. Or if they do, it's just at 200. You're not going to get the 240 innings, these power pitchers anymore. I wonder if the focus is shifting where you need to have more relief pitching.
All right, Gator. I got some trivia questions for you. I want to see how you do. You don't look happy. It's like a quiz for Gator.
Great.
There's no punishment, Gator. Don't worry.
I don't.
It's not like, oh, are you smart? Are you dumb?
No.
This is how stupid we can make you look.
No,
is that what this is going to be?
Not directly.
You want me to play too, Doug? Because I don't even know the answer.
Okay.
Either.
Yes, yeah. I do. You can
will
play.
That make you feel better, Gator?
We have the listeners play along. We'll get to that today at 11:38. See how. How smart or dumb everybody is. That's at 11:38. Red Wing Talk is next, 97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it?
Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.